Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. They opened this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And that was recorded in 1937, one of the many recordings Benny made with his orchestra for the RCA label. And all those wonderful musicians, and he had a fine stable of vocalists to join in as well. Well, the song was written by Johnny Mercer and Richard Whiting, very fine songwriting team. And as I say, they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we have a nice mixture of music for you today. We've got some fine singers, some small groups, and of course, all those marvelous musicians. And we're going to go now to one of the great singers, and that was Bing Crosby. And this morning we're going to hear him from 1936 with a song written by British songwriter and bandleader Ray Noble. Well, he started out in Britain, and Ray eventually moved to the US around this time, actually, the mid-1930s, and made his career home there. Well, Bing's going to bring us Ray Noble's song, The Touch of Your Lips. And Bing is accompanied by the orchestra, led by Victor Young. And we'll follow that up with a recording made in 1941 from an orchestra, coincidentally, led by Bing's brother, Bob. Well, the Bob Crosby Orchestra was one of the great ones, made out of alumni from the Lou Pollack. I guess it was the Lou Pollack Orchestra. And, oh, some fine talent there. They're going to bring us a number called Elmer's Tune, which I think was also made popular by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Dick Jurgens, Elmer Albrecht, I guess he's the Elmer in Elmer's Tune, and Sammy Gallup wrote the song. And we'll round it out with a small group led by trumpeter Bobby Hackett. Well, we've got some nice trumpet for you this morning, as you'll hear as we go through the show. And we're going to start off with the trumpet of Bobby Hackett. And he's joined by Jack Teagarden on trombone, Peanuts Hucko on clarinet and tenor sax, and Ernie Casiris on, I think it's baritone sax, Gene Schroeder on piano, Billy Bauer on guitar, Jack Lesberg on bass, that's right, and Buzzy Druten on drums. And they will join us with a song written by James Hanley and Ballard MacDonald called Indiana. Yeah, I think it went on to become a bit of a jazz standard. Or it had gone on, because this recording was made in 1957, so Indiana was well played by then. And we'll start off with Bing Crosby, The Touch of Your Lips.
When troubles get me, cares beset me, and won't let me go, I turn to you for consolation. There I find a new peace of mind to leave behind my woe. I turn to you, as I shall always do. The touch of your lips upon my brow, your lips that are cool and sweet, such tenderness lies in their soft caress. My heart forgets to be the touch of your hands upon my head, the love in your eyes a shine. And now at last, the moment divine, the touch of your lips on of your hands upon my head, the love in your eyes a shine. And now at last, the moment divine, the touch of your lips on mine.
You are listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. We have a real mixture of music for you this morning, from the 1930s through to, I believe, the 1960s. Our next song's from 1963. And it's a mixture. Some great singers, some great musicians, big orchestras, small groups. So I hope you've been enjoying it so far, and we have some fine music still to come, of course. We just heard from Bobby Hackett and friends, including Jack Teagarden. Indiana from 1957. Before that, the Bob Crosby Orchestra, Elmer's Tune from 1941. And we started out with some vintage Bing Crosby from 1936, The Touch of Your Lips. Well, our next singer has got to go down as one of the great singers of the 20th century, certainly probably the leading female singer of her generation, and I speak, of course, of Ella Fitzgerald. She of that gorgeous voice and a very long career, and was always lovely to listen to. I can't think of a single recording she made that wasn't just impeccable. And a lot of those impeccable recordings were found in her composer and lyricist's songbooks. And we're going to go to 1963 to a song from her Jerome Kern songbook. It's actually written music by Jerome Kern and lyrics by Dorothy Field. It appeared in a film starring Fred Astaire, where I believe it was performed by him. 1936, that was. Wonderful, witty lyrics. So characteristic of Dorothy Fields, and of course that marvelous tune from Jerome Kern, A Fine Romance. And that'll be Ella Fitzgerald from 1963. Another giant from the 20th century has got, of course, to be Frank Sinatra. He started out in the late 1930s, and he had another decades-long career, which almost doesn't need description. He's so well-known and loved. We're going to hear him from his Columbia days, from 1948. I'm not sure who's accompanying him on this one. It's probably Axel Stordahl. The song is written by Cole Porter, and it's called Why Can't You Behave? And then we'll go to 1951, to a lovely lady who made a fine career in music and also in television, Dinah Shore. A lovely, warm voice. And we will hear her and that voice with a Walter Donaldson, Gus Kahn number. As I said, from 1951, I Wonder Where My Baby Is Tonight. And we'll start with Ella Fitzgerald and Nelson Riddle and his orchestra, A Fine Romance.
A fine romance, my friend, this is. We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, a fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old mate aunt. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. They flap their fins to express emotion. But a fine romance with no quarrels. the crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance. A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is, we two should be like clams in a dish of chowder. But we just fizz like pots of a sightless powder.
Promises that you gave. Oh, why can't you behave? Why can't you be good? And do just as you should. Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? Oh, why can't you behave? There's a farm I know near my old hometown. Where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. But baby, why can't you behave? I said I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. But why can't you behave? Baby, I'm all confused.
Baby,
baby is tonight. I wonder how my baby is tonight. I wonder where he's gone and how he's getting on. I wonder why my baby doesn't write. If he came back, I wonder what I'd do. I wonder, did he find somebody new? He didn't treat me fair, and my baby is tonight. Baby, baby, where is my baby? And though I shouldn't care, I wonder where baby is tonight.
We just heard from Dinah Shore, I Wonder Where My Baby Is Tonight, from 1951. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra from his Columbia days, 1948, with the Cole Porter number, Why Can't You Behave? And we started out with the gorgeous voice of Ella Fitzgerald, accompanied by Nelson Riddle and his orchestra, one of the recordings from her Jerome Kern songbook, A Fine Romance. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to songs from, well, long ago, the 1930s through to the 1960s this morning. Well, we're going to carry on, and our next set of music will focus on the instrumental, though we will have a delightful vocal as well on one of them, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Well, I said we had trumpet for you this morning, and we started out with Bobby Hackett earlier on, and he, of course, a wonderful trumpeter with that gorgeous mellow sound. There were many, many great trumpeters in the 20th century, and two of the leading trumpeters, especially in the second half of the century, have got to be Chet Baker and Miles Davis. And we hear them occasionally, perhaps a little more of Chet Baker on the show, and we're going to hear them coming up. And in between, we'll have a little special number for you, a nice orchestral piece, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Well, we'll start with Chet Baker, famous for that unique tone, beautiful, mellow tone. And he also used to add lyrics, which he sang himself, to some of his recordings, and he has a really nice voice. We will hear both of those this morning. The song is written by Jimmy McHugh and Frank Lesser, and it's called Let's Get Lost. Chet is playing the trumpet, and he's also providing the lyrics. Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on drums. And then for our third number in the set, just moving ahead for a moment, we'll hear from the legendary Miles Davis, and he really does define legendaries. Oh, what a career. What an amazing contribution he made to music, to jazz, and to the trumpet. Well, one of his finest recordings, and it's regarded, I gather, in the jazz world as being perhaps the greatest jazz recording ever, and it was called Kinda Blue. And we'll hear 1959, he recorded a set of songs, and we're going to hear one of them this morning. The song was written by Miles Davis himself, along with his pianist in the group, Bill Evans. It's called Blue in Green, and as I said, we'll hear Miles Davis on trumpet, Bill Evans on piano, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. And what a lineup, eh? So that'll be Miles Davis with Blue in Green. And in between, we're going to hear a lovely orchestral piece from Robert Farnon and his orchestra, another frequent visitor to the show. And he made a number of albums in the 1950s and 60s with arrangements of the work of some of the great songwriters. And we'll hear him with Something to Remember You By, written by the songwriting team of Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz. And we'll start with Chet Baker and Russ Freeman. Let's Get Lost.
Get lost, lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list to celebrate this night we found each other. Let's get lost. Get crossed off everybody's list to celebrate this night we found each other. Let's get lost. let's get lost.
Listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We've just been listening to Miles Davis from the legendary Kind of Blue album, Blue in Green from 1959. We also heard from Robert Farnon and his orchestra, Something to Remember You By from 1955. Also from 1955, Chet Baker with Russ Freeman and Let's Get Lost.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, we're going to listen now to another great voice from 1961. This is Vic Damone. Oh, he had a lovely, rich voice and a great favorite of mine, as you may have noticed. We'll hear him with an Irving Berlin tune called Let's Face the Music and Dance, featured in the movie Follow the Fleet in 1936. And Vic recorded that in 1961. And then for something a little different, a George and Ira Gershwin tune. This is from Carol Gibbons, a pianist who led a small orchestra in the UK in the 1930s. He had a singer appearing with him called George Mellacrino, who's also an accomplished violinist and went on to have a string orchestra in the 1940s. They're going to bring us the George and Ira Gershwin tune, Love Walked In.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have a chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music, that mother music. Let's face the music and
We're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks very much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our visit back in time and listening to some of the wonderful music from the 20s to the 1960s. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with some wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we've got one more song for you this morning. We're going to go to 1954 to Cole Porter, written for the musical Something to Shout About, is the tune You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. And we're going to hear the recording made in 1954 by Helen Merrill.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire. under an August moon, burning up. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and
burning above. You'd be so